I'm at Wardy Bay, just north of Edinburgh city centre, and the idea today is that I'm going to sample cold water swimming. With me is Colin Campbell, who is somebody who's got a lot of experience of doing this and does it regularly. Colin, how often do you go cold water swimming like this?
This is my third winter. The first winter was maybe once every month. I made sure I got in every month.
Last year, I did it every week. This year, I guess maybe it's been fortnightly so far.
Now, this morning we both had to scrape the ice off our car windscreens. What makes you want to do this when nobody would normally want to do this kind of thing?
Yeah, it's quite a challenge. There is probably the reason it is a challenge. It feels good. I miss it if I don't do it. And it's exhilarating. It's exciting. Yes, there's a lot of fear before that. But when you're in the water and you start calming down, it's quite an adrenaline buzz. It's quite euphoric. And when you come out, you've done something, you feel great. You really feel great. You've done something quite heroic, actually.
This time of year, there's a lot of what they call loony dukes, as in that it's crazy to go in the water. But actually, there was a report out in the summer that said this is actually positively good for your mental health.
Yeah, I think it's got many health benefits. I think there are people I know who've maybe got depression. It helps them. It certainly helps me clear my head. The day-to-day worries, they just go when you're in the water. They just go. There's been more and more scientific studies as sort of doctors, scientists, medical professions realise that this is benefits for many ways. Your mental health, your physical health, your just general well-being. It's a great thing to do. I can't recommend it enough. I feel almost evangelical about it.
However, it's not without its hazards. You've got to do it safely. So what precautions should we be taking?
Go with someone else. Go with someone who's got a bit of experience. And if you do, just do it for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes maximum. Just take it really easy. When you start getting woozy or your fingers start feeling numb, it's time to get out.
So now you're going to show me how it's done, and then you're going to talk me through how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So let's go and get changed.
Okay, dokie.
The hardest thing is getting your feet in, to be honest. Sometimes it's quite good to put your hands in, just to splash yourself a wee bit. Gets me up to past my knees, up to my thighs. Shoulders on. Just go for it. And all your skin is tingling and shrieking, but you have to spend this moment just trying to calm your breathing, slow breaths in and slow breaths out, and maybe after a few seconds, 30 seconds or so, just go for a wee swim and go for it and see how long you can go. First time, I would say just maybe a couple of minutes. Amazing, I absolutely love that. And the waves were great, they were just kind of, they were nice wee swell there, lifting you up and down, and it just feels joyous doing that, it's brilliant. I love it. You know, you asked me why I do it, that's why you do it, it just feels brilliant. Your feet will maybe hurt a wee bit, I would say. You just kind of just have to keep going through that.
And I'm aiming to stay in for, say, more than a minute.
Let's try and do a couple of minutes, okay?
Well, let's try.
Good luck.
Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Oh, hell. Oh. That's my head under. I just try and breathe. It kind of works.
How do you feel, Richard?
It feels terrible. Great at the same time. How long's that now?
About 30 seconds.
How many? Oh no. Okay.
How does your body feel now?
I don't think I can feel my body. My hands are starting to go numb. So probably time for me to head.
Yeah, you've done really well. Good effort. And look how pink you are. Like a big lobster. That was really well done, mate.
Excellent. That's fantastic. So, after completing that escapade, I now feel absolutely amazing. I just feel really, really invigorated. But I know that I've got to get changed and get dressed quickly to get off the beach and get somewhere warm. Otherwise, I will suffer. Just an amazing experience.